Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you understand the Browns' plan?
I don't know. All right. I have a good guess at it. Okay. I'll give it the old college try if we can.
I think this might be confirmation bias for me. But I think I understand to some degree some of their point. Now, I do think I'm probably siloing it in more than they are. Like, they're not selling this as like, hey, guys, Rota 3-14. All right, right here. They're not like Doc Rivers last night, who in overtime was like, guys, we in no way should we push this to a game six. Yeah,
we're up seven with 40 seconds left. Let's make sure we get this done.
Like, I got a standing reservation in Cozumel that I cannot miss. All right, I cannot rebook this. I will have to pay double. Let's just wrap this up before the Haslams can fire me as quick as they hired me 2 years ago. That's kind of like I don't even know where the hell I went with that.
Well, all right, let me lay out my plan. What I think is happening here, because I thought the plan was extremely obvious, Nick, when they traded to number 5 and took Mason Graham.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, okay, great. We're playing for 2026. We're going to do what we just did in 2025 and the four-month quarterback search. We're going to do it again in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that's the case.
Yes.
But I think all they've done now is give themselves a little bit of a window to the idea that if Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders are great or show them something in a rookie season, then they can pivot off of 2026 being a quarterback class and they can go do something else and just draft really good players.
So we both think we know about 65% of the plan. And I think we're probably more on top of the plan and have been since January. And I'm not trying to take credit at the station. I just mean, like, I saw what this season was. And I've been calling out for it, unpopularly so, for so long that I do feel like I kind of understand where we're going.
Yeah, I mean, to the fact that after day one, I said you were so on the money and understood their plan so well, it'd have to scare you.
Yeah.
Because you're just thinking on the same wavelengths as somebody in Andrew Berry, who we both called for him to lose his job last year.
I also did submit a packet to Harvard trying to get into the school because I was just like, I'm thinking so much like these Ivy Leaguers. But Brian Baldinger, not... of the men that understand the Browns' plan, at least at quarterback, he was on with the Morning Boys earlier today, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, and expressed they just didn't get the plan.
I don't know what the plan is.
See?
And I don't know why you would draft a quarterback with the 94th pick and then draft another one with the last name Sanders 50 picks later. I don't know why anybody would do that. They've made it difficult on themselves, I think, drafting both guys, but... for Shedeur, like, you got to maximize every single rep, and he should just immerse himself in the playbook, getting to know the teammates, talking to Bill Musgrave every day to give him the best opportunity to be as good as possible, as quickly as possible.
So there was that little bit in there about a guy with the last name Sanders with a second one. I've heard that so much.
It was a jab.
Well, it's just
that
wild.
That was not meant, like, in a nice way.
Like, no one ever thought, like, I don't get the Washington plan because they took RG3 at 2, and then they took some guy with the name Cousins in the fourth rounder, Like, once you took Dylan Gabriel, it didn't matter who the second quarterback was going to be. It was going to be perceived as a head-scratcher, whether it was Shedeur Sanders or Will Howard. And Shador sure seemed to have a lot more value on that board than Will Howard, Curtis Rourke, or any of the quarterbacks the Browns didn't take with that second, with that fifth round pick.
Yeah, the most value. I mean, there was no other way to really look at it. And if you wanted to look at it a different way, you could say the Dylan Gabriel reach, that's the one that people should be focused on.
Yeah, no, that's still the most. That's still the thing that when we talk about Dylan Gabriel, I get a little spicy.
What about not knowing the plan? It's Dylan Gabriel in the third round, when then no other quarterback was taken until Shador in the fifth round. Like, but there was a wide range of people saying we're not in on the quarterback business, and they still took a quarterback in the third round.
I think the people like Baldy who do not get the plan, I think they're all focused on this year.
I just don't know that they've thought about it the way that we think about it. Because again, as you mentioned, this is our. You said, like, you know, we've done this for 4 months and. The longer version of that is it's not just doing it for 4 months, it's doing it for 5 hours every day for 4 months. So you have to think long, you have to think bigger picture. Now, I think people like Baldy don't think about it in the big picture because they think that Andrew Berry and company have some sense of urgency to go ahead and win this year or else they're going to be out of a job. But we've just heard it. We've heard Jimmy Haslam suggest otherwise. And they, listen, I wouldn't take Jimmy Haslam's word for it, but they seem like they're taking Jimmy Haslam's word for that.
I'm a little perplexed at the bashing of the Browns.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For this, for what people say is a lack of plan, maybe it's because I don't listen to enough Las Vegas sports talk radio.
You're the one keeping Las Vegas sports radio down.
If I just tuned in 15 minutes.
Listen longer, Nick.
5 hours an hour.
# listen longer. Could say it for you guys here, too. We'd appreciate it.
I could rocket them to number one.
That's right.
But, like, that wasn't a plan for 2024, Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. And I call that one out to say... The myth that every year, every team in the NFL goes all in or guns a-blazing or trying to win. You can't say the Colts are trying to win. If it happens with Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones, cool. But they understand that that is a dicey quarterback room. And I don't know why the Browns are taking heat over this more so than anyone else. The Steelers don't have a plan at quarterback. Their plan is maybe Aaron Rodgers will sign with us at some point. And even then... I might think Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, and Will Howard is a plan that they're going to win with next year because I think Aaron Rodgers at this point is underrated. They don't have a plan. Their plans are hopes, wishes, and dreams until that weird knob signs with them.
Right.
But for some reason, the Browns are taking more heat, and it's like the Browns' plan is not just about 2025. Sanders and Gabriel actually give you the thing you talked about yesterday, which was hope and excitement. For 2025, it might not work out. They're playing on a bigger time scale, and that actually is smarter than just trying to silo everything into one-year plans.
I think that's what's so confusing for people like Baldy, though, is that they're trying to look at the plan, and then if you take Mason Graham at five and you trade out, you don't take Travis Hunter, and then you go the route of defense for your first two draft picks, then you go two quarterbacks and two running backs, which we've never seen happen in a draft, Nick. It's like, well, wait, what? What are they trying to do? But I think you're right. I think way too many people are just focused on for this upcoming season and trying to figure it out for there. And in that regard, it is a little bit of a mystery.
So would the Browns be getting more credit right now if they just took Shador at two?
I think the plan would have been clearer.
Or if they just took Shador at 33?
If they had just taken Shador at number two overall, okay, and just picked the quarterback and said, this is what we're doing, it would have signaled to everybody that they are as must-win right now this year as anything. But because they didn't, and because they were laissez-faire about the quarterback, and then in the third and the fifth round, a lot of people thought they went over-aggressive when it came to the quarterback, it feels like it's a little bit of missed signals for a lot of people.
Well, but I think here's the thing. If they had taken Shador at two, do you know what everyone would have been saying the last two days?
A lot of people would have said it's a reach.
Yeah, no one had a second-round grade on him. And then there would conveniently be teams that didn't scout him.
I'm not saying it's what they should have done to go ahead and signal a plan because that's the right idea. But what I am saying and trying to get into Baldy's head here is that I think it was confusing for a lot of people. I think for a lot of people that haven't thought about the long-term picture of what the Browns are, what they did sent a lot of mixed messages.
I know that the NFL has insane parity, and that's something the league likes to put out there as much as you can. There are teams, though, that are much more realistic and have to be more realistic because of quarterback scarcity and where their team is. The Browns deserve to be applauded for this approach. I'm not saying we're all going to love the results. I'm not going to say it's going to lead where you want it to lead. But being realistic in the NFL instead of chasing wishes, hopes, and dreams, which is what they've done the three previous years, probably a conduit to more success in the long run than continuing to throw good money after bad like they did for 3 years with the Deshaun trade.
But what's nice about this, Nick, is that this gives them a chance this year to maybe get something out of nothing. When it was Kenny Pickett versus Joe Flacco, I had no hope in that idea. No hope at all. This year, at least you have a chance. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, it costs you a third-round pick, it costs you a fifth-round pick, not the end of the world. And then 2026, let's get the draft guides ready. Let's call up Dane Brugger. Let's get these guys going.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Al Pawlowski coming up at 3. We'll get his thoughts on Tanner Bibee's start last night. He was on a list that you don't want to be on from Jeff Passan that was released earlier today. We'll get Al Pal's thoughts on that. We got Darryl Ryder coming up at 4 today. And it is Mason Graham Day on the show. We'll be talking with the Browns defensive tackle coming up at 6 tonight. Excited to get to know him. We got the number. If you missed the breakdown, Baskin and Phelps in the 12 o'clock hour gave you the full skinny on how he didn't get 55 and why he went with number 94. Then you got an Abdul Carter number breakdown. Any number breakdown you wanted of rookies going to the NFL.
Did we get the Warren Moon, Cam Ward number breakdown as well?
I believe there was a reference to Warren Moon being an all-time caller, Hall of Fame kind of situation there. So, again, that's some point if you want to listen back on the free Odyssey app to our good friends. Combine their names. Andy and Jeff is their names. That's what I get for being a smartass. Do you understand the Browns' plan, and how much does it matter to you if you don't? And if you want the Browns to prove it, this might not be the right time, guys. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.